But right now it is installment two in this program, watching all 93 Best Picture winners.
No.
All 93 we will lay our eyes upon before this is all said and done. And installment number two was Lord of the Rings, Return of the King.
2003 Best Picture winner. It beat Lost in Translation, Master and Commander, Mystic River, and Seabiscuit. Lord of the Rings.
Norm, have you seen all three Lord of the Rings?
Seen them all. And by the way, I believe I saw all those nominees also.
Norm's good at this.
Mike?
I've absolutely seen them all. I saw all these in theater. I was excited to see them all.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Well, this was before my fascination with Game of Thrones.
Okay.
And any movie that had any kind of fantasy stuff like that, no bueno for the kid. Didn't even attempt to want to watch.
But Game of Thrones sort of unlocked that as a genre that you are at least capable of enjoying now, because Game of Thrones was good.
And I didn't hop on board of Game of Thrones until around season four. I binge watched the first three seasons and then jumped on board on season four. It just wasn't my cup of tea, and I didn't have any desire to watch any of the Lord of the Rings until yesterday.
Well, did you even have the desire? Okay, you still didn't have the desire, but...
I was good not seeing them until we were going to do this, and you guys thought about doing the first one, but this one won Best Picture, so let's knock out the bit that we're doing as far as jumping into just episode three.
Well, Mike, I've seen them all. I saw them all. You hadn't seen the first two.
No.
How difficult was it to jump right into that movie?
Well, I had my Lord of the Rings expert, Twig, beside me, and she's seen all of them.
Okay, that's a big...
That helped.
Big factor.
And then Game of Thrones helped also.
Sure.
It really did. So she would explain some of the little things that maybe she thought I needed to know, but it wasn't overwhelming.
Was there pausing? Did you pause and discuss?
Not to discuss, no.
Okay.
We paused a couple of times. We had intermission because it is a very long movie. But yes, you hit the nail on the head. The first 35 minutes, I wanted to text both of you and curse you out.
Yeah.
Because I had no idea what the hell I was watching, and it felt terrible.
Boy, the setup is just long in that movie. And they have to check in with every faction of people and their, like, political or personal struggles.
I was like, what is going on here?
And they're using words and, like, characters you don't even know who they're talking about. God, I bet that was brutal.
I needed the closed captioning. I couldn't have done it without it. I had to have it for Game of Thrones, and I had to have it for Return of the King.
I have to tell you, one of the funniest critics' statements about this movie was, the critic liked the movie, and he said, I would have loved it. I would have called it my picture of the year if it didn't take them 45 extra minutes to end it.
Yeah. If we want to jump around, that felt weird also. After you have this climactic battle scene and, oh my gosh, everything is great. Well, I didn't think it was another 45 minutes until the thing was over.
There was like four false endings. And I remember when I saw it in theater, I was like, wait, really? Like, they just kept coming.
Oh, and if you had to go to the bathroom, it became long.
So I just have a couple observations.
Please.
Mr. Frodo is the chosen one? He was getting on my last nerves. Just being a dumbass. Like, my man Sam is trying to tell you everything that's happening in 100, and you refuse to listen to him, and he saves your ass every time. Like, I yelled one time. I twiggied the screen one time and said, you know what? Just give Sam the ring. I want him to have the burden, because he's the one strong enough to handle it, Mr. Frodo.
Mike, how much more annoyed would Donnie be had he seen the first two segments?
Yeah. But the first two sort of explain why he is, over time, becoming corrupted by the ring.
Okay.
The ring is so powerful that it's making him insane. I don't know if that was illustrated
or
not.
I got that a little bit, but he was being a dumbass about the ugly blue-eyed thing.
Yeah, Smeagol.
That he was trying to tell him, the dude is no good. Look at him.
He's like, he just looked back at me and smiled and winked. He's going to kill us.
He's talking to himself in the water, and I know exactly what he's trying to do, but you're too dumb to get it through your thick head.
Smeagol.
Mr. Frodo. So I didn't like him for a while.
All right.
And then every time they had these great shots of letting you exactly know how high everything was. But why did everyone always go to the edge? When they fell asleep, Mr. Frodo and Sam
at the
and
top
Smeagol,
of the steps?
One roll over and it's
okay,
done.
That bothered me too.
You are always on the edge of everything. Back up a couple of steps so we can all be safe.
All right. Everyone's on the edge of everything. I liked it.
One more thing, and it made me scream an audible expletive.
Mm-hmm.
So as they're in this cave and this gigantic spider that you needed that Aquanet for,
that
skirt the water out of me. I mean, I'm just cringing every time this thing is circling around and then a little jab to Frodo. I'm like, oh my goodness. But right when she was stalking Mr. Frodo, Basil came over and put his nose on my foot.
He scared the heck out of you?
And scared the water out of me.
Yes.
I thought she was right there crawling up my foot.
And he silently just booped you. Oh, that's awesome.
I said, my heart just skipped a beat right when that happened. That was a very tense, exciting moment. Now, as the movie went on, I honestly couldn't tell it was 3:28 or whatever it was. It did flow after the first 30, 40 minutes. Got into a nice action. The one who wound up being king, I called him Jesus because he looked like white Jesus. And then I kept calling the guy in the white with the white beard my man. And Twig said his name 100 times and I never could remember.
Do you know it right now?
Gayloff? Is that it? That's not
close.
It.
Close.
You missed an N. Gandalf.
Gandalf, okay. And that's why I kept calling him my man.
He is kind of everybody's man.
My man is the man. That old dude was kicking so much ass.
Yeah.
Isn't that who you want to be when you grow up?
Yes. Put on the horse and the horse is just going up the stairs and... That dude, and I thought he was just, okay, he's talking a lot of S and not doing anything.
Oh, no,
and then
he'll throw down.
He whips his broomstick out, and he's just, yang, yang, kicking ass.
There's no stopping Gayloff.
Or whatever his name is. I don't
trust
know.
Me, you're fine not to remember all these damn names.
By the way, just a side note, the man who made the film, Peter Jackson, has an incredible fear of spiders. And that was apparently a critical scene. He and his children picked some of the looks for the spider. And anyway.
To see her wrapping Mr. Frodo up.
Oh, yeah.
Like your luggage at an airport.
No, like your Saran wrapping a nice pork chop to save for later or something. That was crazy.
Do we have a best part of the movie, anyone? Because I do. And it's never changed in 17 years since I've seen it.
Yes, my best part was, what's Jesus' name in the movie?
Aragorn.
Aragorn. Aragorn hyping him up at the end of the, at the beginning of the battle with the orcs.
Yeah.
As he's on his horse giving that speech, that fired me up. I love that part. Yeah. I actually hit the rewind button and listened to that speech
was
again.
Was that like... The fear in your eyes would take the half of me.
Yes, and he's like, death! 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 And I'm screaming, death! Whoa, wait a minute, not death. I mean, let me scream something else. No, that fired me up. That was great.
You have one?
I thought the gigantic battle scenes where they were trying to defend Minas Tirith, the town,
yeah,
but the gigantic battle scenes outside where the orcs and the Oliphants were coming, because I've been to that place. I've been to the place where the battle was filmed.
Oh, cool.
And yeah, the background, it's a little town called Twizel, but I've always loved that. I thought that film, the special effects were epic there, Mike.
That's the one. Well, my favorite part, which I love, is when Legolas takes down the Oliphant by himself. Legolas is the dude, the elf with the ears, the blonde dude, Orlando Bloom.
Oh, Orlando Bloom. Okay, yeah. that's the only thing we called him. Orlando Bloom. Yeah.
And he just rides up, climbs the arrows up the elephant, unhooks the whole cabin thing.
That was sweet.
Rides that up to the top, goes to the top, triple arrows the elephant right in the head, and then Kelly Slater surfs down the tusk and lands with a hot man superhero pose.
That was great. And all the while saying 28.
Yeah, well, 29. They're counting their kill totals.
Right, yeah. And then the dwarf was really funny. That counts as one.
Yeah, that counts as one.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to picture something. Picture the man you said looked like Jesus,
mm-hmm,
Aragorn,
mm-hmm.
The king. He was the king. That was the return of the king.
Right.
That actor is the same guy who drove around the guy in Green Book.
Yep.
That's him?
That's him.
Yes.
Yo, Donnie just made a...
Wow.
Viggo Mortensen.
It gained like 45 or 55 pounds for the Green Book scene.
See. I would not call him White Jesus from Green Book. I'll tell you that much. Did not know that.
Yeah.
That's great. It flew by once you started getting a little action. And some of the battle scenes where they would take the rocks and start pummeling the buildings, I thought, boy, those weren't constructed very sturdy back in the day, because one rock just took down like one whole side of that entire city. One person who got on my ever-loving nerves was the damn dude, the lord, who wasn't the king, but he...
Yeah, the steward?
Yeah.
The steward of Gondor?
He made my little man sing a song while he's eating tomatoes and meat and all that, and then he wants to... He sent his own son out there, and then he's talking ass about him.
And then was going to burn him alive.
What a jackwagon. It was funny to see him running in the ball of fire and go across the... I wanted him to run as a ball of fire off of the high cliff like we'll see again, mm-hmm. and then land on one of the people that's down there fighting.
Yeah.
That would have been funny.
You know, I did have a fresh take when I saw this movie this time around. And I agree with you. Three or four slams, and down came the gate. How long did it take us to take down that elevator shaft?
Yeah, but they were slamming it with a giant metal boar.
With fire coming out of it.
Imagine if that thing poked through the door, how scared you'd be.
Not the Razorback that I thought of.
Razorback.
Yeah.
Mayday. It's going to go in old school Arkansas basketball. I'm talking when they had the catapult.
Oh, okay.
And every time they'd have a boulder and a catapult, it would hit this building in the city and it crumble. I guess you'll be able to withstand a few rocks before it starts crumbling down. That's what I was saying.
I always think the orcs do a great job with construction of weaponry.
Yeah.
Like, this, they really made this Arkansas Razorback. Like, you could just had a battering ram. How much time did you spend fashioning this beautiful
flaming mouth razorback? Like, wow, that's kind of cool.
I'm going to bounce a couple facts of this movie off of you, Donnie. Mike, I'm certain, because he's a fan of this series. I'm certain, Mike, you know these. But they shot all three of these at once. They didn't shoot one, finish it, shoot number two, finish it, shoot The Return of the King. They shot all three of these at once in the year 2000. And then they went about editing these things. And it was nominated for 11 Academy Awards. And it won them all. That's the greatest. Nobody's ever swept 12 of 12. And its 11 Academy Awards are tied with two other pictures that won 11 Academy Awards.
I don't get weepy at movies.
Okay, but...
I think I've totaled four times I've actually shed a tear at a movie.
Come on.
Seriously. But that ending scene...
When Frodo was saying goodbye to...
Dude, that hurt.
What did you call the other hobbits?
Pippin is okay. The real name. And then Samwell. And I don't remember the other's name.
Okay. But you see,
it starts with an
Mary.
M.
Mary.
Mary?
Yeah.
Oh, yes,
M-E-R-O-Y.
Mary. Yes, that's
yeah,
right.
Mary.
Dorm and Mary.
Just the I didn't realize, I guess, that they were that much tinier than everyone.
There Imagine what a pain that was to do in production.
I know. But that ending scene was very touching. With the uncle, all right, you know, it's understanding. The dude's like 7,000 years old. It's time for him to go. And then you drop that bomb? Like, holy moly!
You're gone?
Even though he got on my nerves. And he did for a long time. And it's going to make me watch one and two. So maybe I just don't understand the
but he saved
the
Middle
fascination
Earth.
With Mr. Frodo to lead up to it.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to explore the first two to get that. But, man, I'm saying my number one draft pick is Sam.
I can't carry it, but I can carry you.
And maybe I'm even going Pippin as my number two draft pick over Mr. Frodo because I don't know the back history in one and two. That's all I'm saying. So maybe when I watch one and two, I'll change my mind. But they could have... We could have saved Middle Earth quicker with Sam than with... Mr. Frodo. Mr. Dodo is what I call
him. Oh, damn. You know what the internet question always is? I mean, if you know the whole story, they started a year ago from the Shire with the ring, you know, whatever. Why didn't you just give the ring to the Eagles and have them fly it over and drop it in?
That was a cool trick.
The Eagles?
My man just summons Eagles with his mind.
Gandalf.
I like my man.
Yeah, I'm not going to... Twiggy told me his name seriously 25 times yesterday during the 3.5 hour watching, and I still didn't... I thought it was Gadolf. So I will continue to call him my man, because that is my man. Yeah, I want him cool. protecting me at any point,
if you liked him in this
time.
One, wait till you see the other two.
Really?
I think it was the second one. Oh, man.
I'm going to jump on this. I'm going to watch the first two because
okay, I'm glad.
Game of Thrones helped 1,000%. I don't even know if I took in Game of Thrones that I would enjoy this because I probably would have some kind of mental block as far as enjoying something of fantasy, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
But I really enjoyed Game of Thrones and that helped. And I enjoyed it, man.
You know
I give it two eagles up.
Two eagles up.
You know how much this movie grossed? First year?
$1 billion.
More than that.
Really?
$1.1 billion. It was the second highest grossing film ever at that point.
I'm in.
Donnie's in. So we watch one and two now?
No.
I will watch one and two.
You can do that at your own time. And
yes,
we will review
at my own
them.
Pace.
I think the second one might be the best.
Really?
I love it.
If it's better than Return of the King, then I'm gonna say
it's
yay, yay.
It's the same but different. You know, it's the same ideas. And I think
right.
they awarded Return of the King because they didn't reward either the other two. And they're like, look, this whole series is incredible. We have to give them the best picture. But I don't necessarily think it's because this one is the best.
I agree with you, Mike.
They're all incredible.
I think the second one, too, is fantastic.
With the defense of Helm's Deep?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
It's cool.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I think Twig's going to take that journey with me again.
I love it.
She sat there and watched the third one and gave me some explanation. So I am all in.
All right.
It's 11:50.
We need to pick another Best Picture winner.
Norm is next.
Let's see if he can do it in the next break.
All right. We'll see what Norm comes up with and what we'll be watching for next week. But Dan and Jake are next.
Starting Monday, I won't be working from studio. I don't know how many of the rest of you will be, but I won't be. I'll be, for not any medical reason, but I'll be in somewhat self-quarantine working from home. Station isolation, as I like to call it. But I guess Donnie and Mike will still be in studio. We don't know yet.
No idea.
But
No idea what it's going to be on Monday.
I did want to introduce the film for next week.
Okay.
As long as you guys paddled through the 3.5 hours of The Return of the King.
Uh-oh.
Let's tackle Gone with the Wind.
Okay.
Okay, how long is it? I'm in. It's your choice, so we're going to watch it. And you know what? I guess I've always kind of wanted to see this.
How long is it?
Yeah.
Tuesday.
Wait. How long is 221 minutes?
That's 3 hours and 40 minutes.
Are you kidding? No.
It
it's
is
his choice.
Golden power of veto.
It is so,
I'm using it.
It is what? So long, though.
Oh, I didn't tell you we all have the golden power of veto?
I thought he said shower.
That's
another weird way to,
I'd rather watch Gone with the Wind.
It is so long, though, Mike.
Bill.
They understood it. Then right in the middle of it, up onto the screen comes the word intermission, and some dude plays the piano for about 4 or 5 minutes.
Just break it up, man. It's fine.
Okay, so it's 217 minutes because you can bang through that little interlude there. Yeah, you'll be fine.
Oh, yeah, that's reasonable then.
And you'll like it.
You know what? Okay.
It's an epic.
1939 movie that's 3 hours and 40 minutes. All right.
Clark Gable.
It's in color, though. And there's talking, so it's better than Wings.
There is point.
Yes, unlike Wings, there is talking, Mike.
All right, I'm in, baby.
Gone with the Wind. I've never seen it.